This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. House Republicans, as you might know, are mulling an overhaul to the tax code, one version of which would have businesses that import stuff pay higher taxes on those goods by as much as 20%. Exporters, meanwhile, would have the money they make off those exports exempt from taxes. Domestic manufacturers are in favor. Not surprisingly, retailers that import stuff are not. So a bunch of big retail CEOs are going to Congress this week to weigh in. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more now on the winners and losers of what's being called a border adjustment tax.
Retail industry executives have been trekking to Washington and raising the alarm. They rely on imports to bring in clothes and electronics and say the proposed border adjustment tax could ruin them. Steve Rosenthal is an economist at the Tax Policy Center.
Tax reform often has winners and losers. And the winners often are uncertain about how much they're going to win and are quiet or sidelined. But the losers, they get pretty vocal.
Rosenthal says, in theory, losses could be offset by a stronger dollar. Plus, the GOP plan also includes tax rate cuts for businesses. But David French of the National Retail Federation doubts that would be enough to offset a 20% tax. He's with an alliance trying to convince Congress to drop the idea. He says for businesses that rely on imports,
they can go out of business, they can raise their prices enough to pay the tax, or they can close operations and try to cut overhead.
Manufacturers are on the other side of the argument. Brian Reardon is an advisor with the American Made Coalition, which includes manufacturers like GE and Eli Lilly.
The challenge we face right now is that the tax code is biased against producing products and creating jobs here in the United States, and it favors importing products from other countries.
He says a border adjustment tax would balance out that disparity, which is why he, too, was up on the Hill this week, lobbying lawmakers to move ahead with the plan. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.